The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow on the Trump administration's 2017 decision to end DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, an Obama-era program that allowed young immigrants brought to America as children, sometimes called dreamers, to avoid deportation. A decision on DACA could come as soon as next summer, right in the middle of the presidential campaign. Amy Howe is founder and reporter of SCOTUS Blog. Welcome, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
So the justices are looking at three cases out of California, D.C., and New York, all challenging the administration's ending of DACA. What legal arguments are the plaintiffs making?
So there are two issues that the Supreme Court is going to consider. And the first one is whether or not the justices and courts in general can review the Trump administration's decision to terminate DACA at all. The Trump administration argues that this was a decision that it had discretion to take, and that those are precisely the kind of discretionary decisions that courts have to stay out of. And then the second question is, if courts do have the power to review the Trump administration's decision to terminate DACA, was it a lawful decision?
About 700,000 so-called dreamers, as we call them, have been shielded from deportation under DACA. You talked a little bit about the Trump administration's argument, but can you go deeper on their argument on why this program should end?
Sure. So the Trump administration decided to end DACA. And what this case really boils down to, it's not so much about the substance as it is the process. There's mm-hmm. not really a lot of argument at the Supreme Court or elsewhere that the Trump administration couldn't decide to end DACA. The argument really is over how they went about doing it. The Trump administration announced in 2017 that it was going to terminate DACA, and then Secretary of Homeland Security Elaine Duke pointed to a one-page letter from Jeff Sessions, who was then the attorney general, who said, "We believe that DACA is unconstitutional and illegal, and therefore we're going to terminate it," without saying that much more. And under something called the Administrative Procedure Act, a federal agency has to explain why it's doing something.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, the president has the legal authority to end DACA, but it's the justification that the administration has used that is at question.
Exactly, exactly. And there are a lot of parallels to the census case in which the Supreme Court heard oral argument last year. And what the Supreme Court decided was that the Trump administration could include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census, but they really went about it the wrong way. And by a 5-4 vote, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, joined the court's more liberal justices in saying that the rationale that you're providing doesn't match up for what the record actually looks like. And so the challengers are really trying to fit this case into that same mold.
A lot of us remember when the president said right after he took office that DACA recipients could, quote, rest easy. And he wanted to, quote, allow the dreamers to stay. How do his original statements complicate, if at all, these three cases?
Yeah, it is an interesting question. I think that the Supreme Court has really struggled with what do you do with the president's statements. Those were certainly an issue that was on display during the travel ban, less so in the census case. But I do think even more broadly, those statements were part of what brought this case to the Supreme Court. It really put mm-hmm. the Department of Homeland Security into a box because the president may not have wanted to deal politically with terminating DACA. And so they really wanted to put the impetus on Congress and the courts. It wasn't us that terminated it. It's Congress and the courts who are at fault for terminating DACA.
So with that, if the court decides against the Trump administration, could the administration just end DACA again and give a different justification?
That's kind of the $64,000 question. I mean, everyone was watching to figure out what happened after the census case. You know, the Supreme Court, even after ruling against the Trump administration in the census case, didn't necessarily end the census case. They sent the case back for the Department of Commerce, perhaps to provide a better explanation. And in that scenario, the Trump administration simply ran out of time because they needed to go ahead and print the census. And there's not a timeline that's
on this
going to be limiting the Trump administration here. And so we could have a scenario in which the Trump administration did lose in the Supreme Court, and the Trump administration then did go ahead and end DACA. I mean, we're also dealing with the election. And so then the question becomes, if the Trump administration were to lose in the Supreme Court, would in an election year, you know, in the summer of 2020, would the Trump administration want to go ahead and end DACA? It could become a political rather than a legal issue, obviously.
Amy Howe, founder and reporter of SCOTUS Blog, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.